Hey, this is Vesta Barzi and
Angel Barzi.
with Planet Dead Radio. Excuse Angel, she's highly distracted because tonight was Big Brother night and she's on her phone.
Just looking up all the information.
Anyway, we had the opportunity to sit down with Texas Tea Customs, who makes custom action figures with like a throwback feel. Think like the old G.I. Joes. Like, remember like Sergeant Slaughter and Snake Eyes, and then he makes action figures like that. His name's Todd and he was epic. He makes Z Nation action figures, which is what pulled my attention towards his company. And we decided we wanted to sit down and just, dive into the action figure world, because I mean, he makes custom horror action figures. He made a Clive Barker action figure. Like, it's, I thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool too.
Yeah.
I do wish that I got to be here for the interview, but our son was acting rowdy that night. So
yeah, Aiden demanded attention and Angel gave it to him. But I mean, her questions were there, so so you were there in spirit.
Be quiet.
So,
yeah.
So it's gonna be a different format for this episode. No news, no anything, except for, you got any quick news you want to throw out there?
Halloween comes out October 19th, which is also the day before my birthday, which is October 20th. So I do believe that Blumhouse did this for me. It's my favorite movie. Don't worry, in October, we will definitely be talking Halloween. I could talk it for hours. So, yeah.
And, well, let's start the show. This is Vesta Barzi with Planet Dead Radio, and normally I'm here with my wife, but as you know, we have a very rambunctious toddler who is tearing up the house right now, so I think she's watching him. But instead of her, I have a very special guest today. I have Todd Adair with Texas Tea Customs here to just, talk horror and explain his world. How are you doing today, Todd?
I'm doing great, Sylvester, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Cool. So, Angel won't be here, but she did, leave me instructions like any good wife does and left me some questions to ask. So,
right on.
Yeah, let me just get her questions ready. And how's everything going today? How's your day?
My day is good. Very busy. I have a 9-to-5 job and family that keep me very active. And the customs thing, hobbies, this is just a after hours type of thing. I do for fun and try to make a little extra income on the side, but mainly it's just for fun, really, for my personal collection.
Yeah. How do you even keep both those worlds, afloat? Because, I mean, I'm a writer, and I work a part-time job, but I was writing and doing a full-time job, and that was a struggle. I couldn't imagine, sitting down and creating an action figure. That's just
a lot of sleepless nights, my friend. And I'll get home 5:30 or 6, get done with everything we're doing probably by 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Then I'll get started once everything's calmed down. And then before I know it, I'll look at the clock and it'll be 3:30, 4 o'clock. And I'm like, man, I got to be up in 2 hours to get ready for work. And
But
you get in the zone, you know how it is. And time just kind of flies. And
yeah, definitely.
Just roll with it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely helps to have, like, a passion for it and to love it, so.
Oh, for sure.
All right, so, let's see. What exactly got you into the whole custom creations?
What got me into it? Well, in 2016, my daughter and I stumbled across our first Comic-Con or convention. I'd known they existed, but I had no clue what they were about. I just assumed they were about comic books and for collectors of comics to go find their books. I had no idea you could go meet celebrities there off the shows that you watch and get their autographs.
Yeah.
So Z Nation, being one of my favorite shows, is also my daughter's favorite show. And we were going there to a convention to meet them, and she was wanting action figures to get autographed by them, and we hunted the place and couldn't find anything, and then I started searching the internet and realized they weren't making any. There weren't any being professionally made. And if lo and behold, I didn't meet somebody in one of the lines that had a Stranger Things custom figure that had been made by another customizer. And I started talking to him about it and realized there was a lot into this that interests me. And coming from a Photoshop background with previous jobs, I knew that I could do the artwork and the layout.
Yeah.
It's just figuring out the plastics and how these are getting put together. So that I did a lot of watching YouTube videos and picking guys' brains on some of these Facebook pages for customizers, and I just dove into it. And it's kind of snowballed from there, from Z Nation on to many other things, from Clive Barker customs to whatever anybody's wanting done. I'll get requests, and people will commission me to do whatever's on their mind or their favorite pieces. It's been really, really cool.
I saw that autograph Clive Barker on Instagram. How did you, like, meet him in person, or did you?
I did.
Oh.
Every year we have one of the coolest conventions here in town. It's the Frightmare convention.
Oh.
And he was a guest. And so I took an extra set with me. I always make two copies, one for me and one in case the person I'm making it of decides they want one.
Because
more times than not, when they see them, they end up asking where can they get one. So this time I was prepared. And
did you have to learn it like the hard way? Did someone take your only one?
No, never did that. Fortunately, I would post pictures of my finished one on their Instagram.
Yeah.
And they would contact me through that and say, hey, how can you get me one? And I would make a trade. If they'd autograph one for me, I would send them one. So that's kind of how that started. And I had that in the back of my mind when I met Clive, just in case he liked it. And sure enough, I get in line and I made the deal with him. He freaked out over them. And I told him, I said, well, I have a set here, but if you'll autograph mine, you can have this one for you. And he said, deal, man. Stuck his hand out, shook my hand, and signed mine for me, which ultimately is going to be my daughter's. These are all for pretty much her collection when she gets older. And
that's
I'm having a blast making them.
No, that's awesome. I mean, like, Clive is a legend, but, like, he doesn't, like, he might have, like, Hellraiser action figures, but there's no, like, Clive Barker action figures.
Right.
That probably just blew him away just to see.
It did.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's really cool. That is, like I was telling you earlier before we started recording, it's like, I am big on Z Nation. I love Z Nation. My wife doesn't understand why I do. She was sitting down to watch it with me, and then when the zombie baby showed up, she was just like, I'm done. And she
he's had it. That's it.
Yeah, that was it for her. But I love it. I just love comedy with my horror.
Me too. That's what's so great about that show is just the dynamic of the whole thing. And
yes.
And the comedy, just like you said, and the one-liners that Doc throws out there. I mean, just everything is great about it.
Yeah, it's like Doc has, like, Doc's always been, like, in the background of my mind, but, like, slowly as the series has gone on, he's definitely become one of my favorite characters.
Oh, so, yeah. Mine,
yeah,
too. For sure. I love them all. It's hard for me to pick a favorite. One day I'll be like, no, Murphy's my, no, Addie's my, no. I'm constantly jumping, but I love them all.
I mean, this season, I wish they would have gave Addie more to do, but just seeing badass Addie was pretty good with the one.
Yeah.
Everything.
That is true. I'm excited to see what's going to be coming up here in a few weeks with season 5.
Definitely.
I'm looking forward to that. And that's going to bring me to a whole nother line of characters to do.
Yeah, I saw that they added like a few new actors to the roster, and that's going to be pretty cool.
I think so. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. What's the hardest part of your job? Or
the hardest part? I would say the sculpting and the waiting in between the time for the clay to dry and then finding yourself other stuff to do in between that time. And a lot of backtracking, it seems like. I'll waste an hour waiting on something to dry when then towards the end of it, I'll be like, oh, I could have been doing this. I could have been painting this figure black while I had my blackout. And so now I try to get a little more organized and put things out like an assembly line. But that's the hardest part, is balancing it all out and getting up early and on time to make it to my 9 to 5.
Yeah. Now you're on a whole, like, I definitely respect what you're doing because you're on a whole different level than I am. I just, like, a few months ago, I sat down to, like, paint a Nerf gun to make it look post-apocalyptic, and I thought that was hard. You're making things, so that's a whole different thing. So that's...
Oh, man, art is art, man. Just like you said, when you're passionate about something and you like it, it slowly becomes easier.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only been doing this a couple years, and it's taken me this long to finally find little knacks and ways to make things easier for me. And I still pick people's brains. I still get on sites and ask other guys, hey, man, what are you using for this? And we'll help each other out. And that's another cool thing about it, is that a lot of the guys that I talk with are more than happy to volunteer their help. I first started, guys were tight-lipped. I guess I was hitting the wrong people. It's like they're afraid you're their competition.
Yeah.
And I'm the total opposite. I'll give anybody pointers that message me that ask, hey, man, what are you doing for this? I love to explain it. So that's helped me a lot with finding people that are the same way. Because that's what this is art, basically. It's an expression of how we see what we're doing.
Yeah. No, that's definitely true. The community, just like, that's how it is in a lot of creative communities. Well, good ones. They all seem like they want to come together and help each other, even if, like, technically we are each other's competition.
Right.
But when it comes to art, there's room for everyone. Like, no one's just going to be like, I'm just going to get this guy. If they see something they like, they're going to grab it. That's how it is.
And my buddy told me that gets a lot of commissions from me. He was like, look, man, because he was showing me other guys that do some of the figures that I've done, too. We happen to do the same character. Yeah. And I was like, man, that'd be cool. Get you one. He's like, no, man, you're my guy. It's like getting a tattoo artist. You get tattoos from the same dude. And it kind of slapped me. I was like, wow, I never thought of it like that. But no, you're right. And the world's a big place. There's room for all of us here. And God, I mean, I don't just stick to one forte or one style of figure. Zombie is my favorite and horror is my favorite, but I'll try anything if I can do it, if I think I can do it.
Yeah, because you rolled out a whole nother company, right? You have Empire Blasters.
Empire Blisters. And what that is. Yeah, those are the bubble blisters that I seal the action figures onto the card with once it's all said and done. And those, they're really hard to find in the United States. I mean, you can find them, but you have to go through, like, professional blister companies and order 10,000 at a time of one particular kind. And they're just really hard to find. And there's one guy in particular that has a site that before I started Empire Blisters – I was getting them from.
Yeah.
Well, I kept running into the problem. He would be out of a particular style that I was wanting for a long time. And I even went to lengths at trying to help him, like doing legwork on finding them to be able to get produced cheaper. And mm-hmm. and it, things just kind of kept dragging on. And I was like, man, I need some blisters. And and unfortunately, my grandmother passed away a year ago. And we had – the family had sold her house, and some of us, my sister and I, got a portion of the sale, and that's, you know, how family splits it up. And I used my life savings, which was my life savings, it's what I had in the bank to buy these things, and it was a pretty hefty amount, and I was just tired of waiting and not being able to get them. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna sell these, I'm gonna put them online for other guys to have. And I'm sure glad I did, because all the guys that I've been communicating with and picking their brains are now buying the blisters from me. And it's been awesome. It's been a move. And I thank my grandmother for that. I owe it all to her, really. But anyway, so that's how that started. And here I am now, a couple years later. And it consumes you. Action figures have just totally consumed my life. It's even to the point when my daughter and I go out. She likes collecting little figures herself, and she's to the point, she's 9 years old, and we'll go to flea markets, swap meets, and she'll see something and go, okay, daddy, here's some for what you like. She knows the style I like, the G.I. Joes. She can pick them up and go, no, this guy's too bulky. He's not what you're after. He's too big. You like the skinny ones, right? I mean, it's consumed me so much, it's pouring on to my family. Where they're going, oh god, here he goes again. They see me in the toys, a 42-year-old man digging through toy bins, looking for pieces.
Like creating consumes you. The collectors, like people who collect these toys go crazy for it. I know there's because I'm big on pro wrestling, and there's this one wrestler called Zack Ryder, and he just travels the world and stuff looking for old wrestling action figures, like the real.
Oh wow!
Yeah, the ones that didn't even move. Sometimes they just stood still. Like he's got
the old '80s Andre the Giant.
Yes, he has a huge collection of rings and was it? I think he was looking for like the Hulk Hogan still in the wrapping, but it had like a black card instead of the natural blue card, and I don't know, it was just deep. And it's just crazy to see how people dive into these fandoms.
I know it.
Very cool.
I'm one of those guys.
Definitely. So how long does it take, like from the beginning of a commission to when you finally send it off?
Okay. Generally, from once an order is placed, I will order parts. I'll try to stick with the retro, the 80s Joes, or some of the newer reaction lines for body bases to kind of match the body similarly. It's called kit batching is what you do. You just take other parts of figures and kind of match them together for similar likeness. Then you'll add the sculpting clay if necessary to make the necessary changes. So like facial features, hair, things like that.
Together.
Right. But there is some sculpting involved, because if the character has long hair or an eye patch, or you have to break out the sculpting clay and start, you know, matching it up. And I try to get as detailed as possible with mine. And for once an order is placed, I find a lot of my stuff on eBay and like I said, flea markets that we hit on the weekend. And that usually takes 4 or 5 days to get in. And then I can start on one, work 3 or 4 hours in the evening for about 4 days, maybe 5 days on a figure, because you have to wait on the sculpting clay to dry. There's air dry clay, and then there's some that you can put in the oven to dry it. But if you put it in the oven, you're going to melt your plastic action figure. So you're just kind of stuck with the air dry clay, or I am. And so right about 2 to 3 weeks at the most, depending on where I order parts from, that can be the longest. But I'll do the hair in sections. Like I'll do the back part of the head first, and I'll let that dry. Then I'll come back the next day and do the left side. And the only reason I do that is because a lot of times I'm all thumbs, man. I'll get in a zone and I'll go to turn the action figure, and I don't realize that my thumb is pressing on the back of the head that I just spent an hour and a half sculpting. Yeah. You get caught up in, or I do, and a lot of guys will use wooden boards with nails, and they'll fasten the head of the figure on the nail and just kind of turn the board so that they're not touching it. Okay. And sometimes that works for me on heads, but if I'm doing a figure that has long hair, mm-hmm. I have to hold it and kind of sculpt the hair along to the body so that it sticks. Yeah. And anyway, so I've learned to do it in sections so that I don't accidentally mess it up. Mm-hmm. And that's what's time consuming. And there's decals that can be added, like if there's a flat surface for their t-shirt and they happen to be wearing an Adidas shirt, for example.
Yeah.
I'll pull an Adidas logo off that I can use a good image, make me a tiny little water slide decal, and apply that to the figure as well. I try to get as detailed as possible, and even with the accessories. Like with Doc, for example.
Yeah.
He uses a crowbar and hammers all the time. And I'll go to the hobby shop and I'll find in the little miniature section little tools, little hammers and crowbars. And fortunately, there's a few websites that cater to the 3¾-inch, which is 1/18 scale of action figure that I'm doing.
Okay.
And there's some websites that sell accessories, nothing but for that scale, like some weapons and bricks and lead pipes and, I mean, all kinds of stuff that you want a liquor bottle, Jack Daniels bottle, you can find one. You want a pack of Marlboro cigarettes that small, you'll find them. So I try to go out of my way to add those extra little details in there for that character. And there was one really good one I did, and you'll like this, of the prison Murphy when Murphy was in his orange jumpsuit.
Yeah.
I did one of him, and in his hand, I've got a small deck of cards in with the blister, but in his hand, he's holding the hand that he was going to beat the guy with at the table when he folded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I slowed it down on video and saw what cards he had. Then I picked them out of the deck and attached them to his hand where he's actually holding that hand in his hand. And it's pretty cool. I try to do that to add to the shock factor and wow factor.
That's really cool. Really cool. And that was definitely a scene that kind of defined Murphy, because you know that he's smarter than he lets on, and he's willing to roll with what's going on to survive, because he saw that.
Well said.
Yeah, he saw that dude wasn't someone that is going to be okay with losing, and he was like,
right. He's like, man, I can't screw this guy over. He may just kill me. He just found out he's in here for attempted murder.
Yeah.
He kind of changed his whole game plan on cheating on that game.
Definitely. And
no, well said. You nailed it, man.
Yeah. Your details is so cool. The one that stood out to me the most was Addie's baseball bat with the spikes. Yes, I love that. That was awesome. That was very.
Hers are always fun to do for that specific reason. The bat. You gotta have the bat.
Yeah, definitely. So what's the wildest toy you've been asked to make? Because I know people can just request customs. Is there something that was just out there that you never thought someone was going to ask for?
Not so much wild. I mean, I've had friends that have told me some pretty crazy wild requests that they've had for, I mean, some weird sexual type of figures. Things that are, I mean, I would have never even thought. But as far as on the weird side for me, and I love all types of horror, don't get me wrong, but for, I would say, would be the Heaven's Gate one that, I don't know if you saw that Instagram post I put of the Heaven's Gate figure with the cult that all killed themselves in with applesauce and phenobarbital. I don't know if you remember.
No.
Did you When you have time, look up the Heaven's Gate cult, and that'll probably strike a memory. I guarantee you'll probably remember that in the news a few years back. But a guy had me do one. In fact, once I catch up on some commissions, because I'm really booked. I'm booked for about 4 to 6 months out right now.
Oh, wow.
I had to stop taking commissions because I've got to just catch up on the ones I've got. And I'm really excited for the ones that I do.
That's definitely a great problem to have.
It's awesome, but I hate telling people no when people request, and I'm like, man, I can do it, but it's going to be March. Because I've got a sheet, and I figure out average 2 to 3 weeks on each one that I do.
Yeah.
And I've just kind of mapped out the time frame, and I'm like, okay, this is how long it's going to take me to finish all of these I've got. And I'm really excited. A lot of them are private commissions where the customer is asked that I don't make any more for the public. I'm allowed to post the finished pictures.
Yeah.
But they just ask that it's for them and them only, and I respect that. I'll gladly do that. And the Heaven's Gate was one of those. And I got a lot of requests, people wanting it, which I was not expecting that. But that's probably been one of my most requested that I've posted is the Heaven's Gate, and also kind of the weirdest for me. But I loved it. I was really happy with the way it turned out. I found a little applesauce accessory and a pill bottle, phenobarbital little pill bottle that I added in with the figure. Check it out when you have time. Go check that post out and do a little research on Heaven's Gate. It'll blow your mind, man. Those guys, how people can get in someone's head like that, just blow. And I don't remember how many people, but I mean it was up there. I want to say over 20, maybe 30 people.
I just pulled it up, and as soon as I saw it, a purple cloth, I remembered it. I definitely remember this. Yeah, that is crazy. That's crazy.
So that's what that's about.
Yeah. And there's so many people out there that do that like collect like morbid things. Like there's people that collect John Wayne Gacy's like paintings.
Pogo paintings.
Yes.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I would love to have one. I'm sorry to say that. I've always been fond of the serial killer side of things. Yeah. I haven't made any. I've got a Jim Jones one coming up for that friend of mine I was telling you about that has me do some for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay to be able to talk about that one. But I've got some more coming up that I'm really, really excited about that should be done here in the next couple weeks that I think people are really going to respond well to.
Yeah.
And but anyway, yeah, that Heaven's Gate and serial killer line, it's just people like all kinds of stuff, and I think the weirder the better for some.
It's like a nice little niche genre. Like some people will look at it and I'll be like, what the fuck is this? But then there's some people that you get it, you understand it, it's part of history. Like
it's
dark. That's just what it is. And like that, yeah, that's cool. Like, actually, a few weeks ago, for my book that I was working on, I was getting really deep into what was that other cult, the
Jim Jones.
Yes, Jim Jones. I was getting really deep into Jim Jones and watching documentaries about him, and that it is. You're right. It's just so creepy to know someone can have that much of an influence on somebody.
Yeah, and to be okay with it and watch your kids put them in front of you and allow that to someone to just do that to them. I couldn't imagine life without my daughter, much less me leading her to the trough.
Yeah, it's
no way.
That whole situation was just mind-blowing, and that any of these cult situations is...
Yeah, it's sad that's out there, but that's just it's a fact of the world we live in. And
yeah.
And believe it or not, people want that kind of stuff, and you know,
yeah,
I'm up for giving it a try.
Yeah, that's definitely out there. That's crazy. Let's see what's the next question she has for me. Okay, all right. So aside from that, what is do you have a favorite figure that you worked on?
I knew you were gonna say that. There's quite a few. The Clive is one of them.
Yeah.
The George Romero, Big Daddy is one. I've got probably five or six that are, and I'm really happy with the way the Heaven's Gate one turned out.
Yeah.
I know there's not a face to it, but just the way the card flows and my mother, oh bless her heart, my mother is my biggest fan.
Yeah.
And my whole family is really my dad. And if you look on my Instagram, there's photos of them supporting me with the Texas Tea shirts. And anyway, my mom, I was like, I can't sew worth a darn. And I was showing her the Heaven's Gate cloth, the figure. And I went to the fabric store and I matched some fabric up to the best I could. And
yeah,
I asked her if she would sew me, you know, a little square, put some hems in it to where it wouldn't come unraveled. And she jumped right in there, busted that sewing machine. I was like, dude, it's your own time. Not doesn't have to be done today.
Wow.
Fortunately, we live next door to each other. They're smack dab next door in the next house. And I came over to my house for something and went back over there. And she already had the sewing machine out, sitting there getting started. I was like, my goodness, my mom rocks.
And
my whole family rocks. I'm so fortunate to have them and to have a support team like them with – me being a 42-year-old man and them not judging me for jumping into toys. And I think they're seeing, too, that with the commissions that I get, that there's something more to this than wasting your time, you know.
It definitely helps to have a support system for a creative, because it's like it's one thing to go and say, hey, I'm going to be a lawyer. It's another thing to go and chase a creative passion, and there's family members and tons of people that look at you like you're crazy. So it's good to know that you have a family that's willing to go this journey with you and just keep you pushing. So that's good.
It is, man. It's truly amazing. And we hunt flea markets together. We'll all go together. And I've got my dad. He'll see some Star Wars figures and go, hey, these are the old ones, right? He'll look and he can tell when they're the 1970s versions. I'm like, man, good find, man. That's slapping him high five because he just found a treasure. And it's great, man. We have a blast going out there together.
Yeah. So do you ever just like, because I know there's like Pawn Stars and stuff, but I know the one show on TV that does Dylan in like old action figures would be Comic Book Men. Do you ever like just sit down and watch Comic Book Men and or think about sending them action figures of themselves to get on the show or something?
No, I've seen the show a few times.
Yeah.
Like I said, a lot of my nights are spent doing this.
Yeah.
Some free time I will get, naturally I'll be sucked into what I know, watching Z Nation and doing research on other figures. So I don't get a lot of spare time to watch other extra things. But no, that is a good question. I've seen the guys at some conventions. They appear at quite a few of the conventions, and that's a pretty good idea, actually. Yeah. I didn't even know that they did that with action figures. That just goes what I know.
There'll be some people, and it'll turn into like a whole kind of pawning situation, and there'll be some people that'll show up and be like, oh, yeah, I have like the Star Wars playset and stuff, and some of them will really geek out, and you always hear that low ball, like, I'll give you $25 for it.
Right. The insulting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I'll have to watch some of that and check it out, because I like the Comic Book Man. I've seen a few shows, but not anything to where I would consider, you know, sending it to get on the show.
Yeah, I'm a Kevin Smith fan. I love all.
Are you?
Yeah, I love all his movies. His like his just Q&As where he's talking for like 2 or 3 hours. I love that. So when Comic Book Men came out, I was like, oh yeah, I have to watch it.
But, yeah, he just had some health issues too, didn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah. He had, I believe it was like a stroke. He his heart definitely gave out on him, and he was just knocking on death's door. But now he's lost so much weight.
Wow.
not exactly sure if it's 100% because of Weight Watchers or whatever, but he's lost a lot of weight.
Well, good for him. He's still here and doing something about it.
Yeah, definitely. It's just gotta, you just gotta take care of yourself because you never.
And when you live through a wake up call like that, that makes you do things a little different.
Definitely, definitely. So let's see.
Okay. I want to know about you too, as a writer. Where do you get your ideas? I mean, I've tried writing short stories before, and I've given up in 10 or 15 minutes. And I don't have the ideas don't pop into my brain like that. It just, it blows my mind how people can write chapters. And do you have a limit where you write so many a day, or that you, or do you just write on the fly and what comes out, and then
I've like evolved every now and then. Like when I first started, I was like, I was just kind of just engulfed in it. So whenever I had a free moment, I was writing. So I was thankful for my phone because I would write on my phone all the time. I had Google Docs, and that's how I was putting my books together. And then I developed a system where I wake up in the morning, and but then life hit. So now I just kind of, I do it when I can, and I'm...
I understand.
Yeah. I'm more about just building the overall world that I have for my series. My series is called Planet Dead. I'm just building the world, just building characters, and
I've noticed that on your site, man. That's phenomenal, dude. Yeah, it reminds me of looking at them. I'm looking at them in Conceal them on Z Nation.
Z Nation plays a big part in my creative drive. Like I would like when I was writing the second book, I would just have it on in the background and I would just be going at it. But as far as like how I just sit down and keep going, I just think about it as a movie, like every
in your chapter, head as you're writing.
Right, every chapter has like 3 or 4 scenes, and I just play it out as a movie, and I just keep on going and until I reach that. I always think of the end before I even start writing. So
nice.
Once I reach something close to that, because it never turns out the exact same way I wanted it. But yeah,
you could write and direct and cast your own project because you already see it how you want it and know it well enough to where that wouldn't be a problem for you.
I guess not. I've never thought of putting on a director's hat, so I have no idea how that whole world works. But if it works like, oh, Catherine's supposed to be over here and slap, then yeah, I could possibly do that.
Well, and you would have help. You'd have assistants and things helping directing in with the technicalities. But that's what it sounds like to me. Like you know your stuff well enough to where you know what characters you want where, who they are from age 5 till the day they die off.
Because, like, I'm just big on visual entertainment. Like, I write a lot, but when I was growing up, I didn't read a lot. But I watched tons of horror movies. So I've gotten to, I'm just like, my wife hates watching TV with me because I'm one of those people that I'll just sit down and be like, oh, this is going to happen. And then she'll be like,
you already see it.
Yeah. So, and I just try and I take that little annoying skill and try and just use it in my books. So if I'm writing something and I feel like this is a natural progression, I try and go left instead of right. And
right just, on.
So that's what I try to do.
Yeah. Well, cool, dude. Sorry to get off topic, but I wanted to ask you about that.
No, that's perfectly fine. That's cool. I can talk about writing and zombies all day. And actually speaking of zombies, since, what is it, October 1st is going to be the 50th anniversary of Night of the Living Dead. Do you have anything, like, epic planned? Anything?
No, we just went to the 40th anniversary. My daughter and I flew to Pittsburgh. Yeah. On June 8th, we went to the Dawn of the Dead convention there, and they actually had the convention in the Monroeville Mall where the movie was filmed. It was epic. We got to meet Ken Foray, all of them. I mean, we just had a – we didn't want to come home. And my daughter – I hadn't let her see Dawn of the Dead yet, and I let her watch it the night we flew in and got there so she'd kind of realize where we were, what we were seeing. And that girl, when we got into the mall, she knew where certain – after seeing that movie one time, she was like, okay, here's where they were coming out of the hallway. She could recognize – you know how kids are, how observant they are. And she, we would ham it up, and she'd take poses like she was actually acting out the scene.
That is awesome.
We tracked down the little municipal airport where Helicopter Zombie gets his head chopped by the helicopter.
Yeah.
And if lo and behold, the caretaker of the place was there while we were there, and no one else was there but one other guy, another fan, and the caretaker let us in the building. And we took photos there on the couch inside the room where plaid shirt zombie gets shot. And dude, it was phenomenal. That's all I can say. I'll send you the link to my personal page.
Yeah.
And all the pics of that are on there. Not on the customs.
That's definitely cool.
Yeah. The customs page is strictly customs.
I heard that whole town is just so supportive of Romero's creation and just willing to open up the doors to everybody.
That's how it felt, and that's exactly what we appeared to see from everybody there and the locals.
Yeah.
It's like everybody knew.
That's
I just wish we could go to the 50th. I couldn't afford to go to both.
Yeah. No.
Don is more particular, more of a favorite for me. We went to that one.
No, there's this big old writing event that's supposed to be going on down there during the 50th, and it's supposed to, I think it's like Writers of the Living Dead, and I really wanted to go, but I hit a terrible financial moment in my life, and I was just like, it's not gonna happen.
But I feel you, man.
I'm going to celebrate in my own way. I'm definitely going to watch everything Romero, read everything Romero, and just the fact that he created something that I have loved all my life. So
same here, man. I'm going to do the same.
Okay, let's see. So have you had a favorite moment since you've started your company? I'm pretty sure sharing it with your daughter has to be one of the top things, but
those are traveling with her. And a lot of times with communication with some of the guys, the cast members of Z Nation, I'll finish a figure and they would like one.
Yeah.
And I'll get an address where I can send the figure to. And sometimes I will wait because they're going to be at the convention appearing, and it might be a month or two from then, and we'll patiently wait, and I'll let her deliver it to them and hand it to them, and it just makes me proud to see her giving her idol something, a piece that daddy made that is her collection, that's hers, and she loves it, and it just warms me up, man. That's why I do this.
No, that is so cool, because
that's probably it right there.
She's going to be talking about this for the rest of her life. She'll be telling her kids about, this is what my dad would do, and that's awesome.
I'll tell you, she's had a wild ride so far. Being 9 years old, the past 2 years, she's gotten to meet Millie Bobby Brown, all the Stranger Things kids, and wow. I mean, you name it. I could go on for 30 minutes on all the photo ops we've gotten to exposure to because of this hobby, and I'm so fortunate that I stumbled across it, and we went to that first convention.
Yeah,
because I probably wouldn't be doing this, right? I know I wouldn't. It was a total accident.
Yeah,
like I said before, I assumed the wrong thing about conventions. I thought they were about comic books. I didn't know you could go meet celebrities from the shows you've been watching on TV for the last couple years?
Like, I knew the celebrities were there because, like, I went to my first convention probably in, like, I think 2010 was probably my first convention. And yeah. I knew celebrities were there, but I never knew, like, that there was panels and that you can just see them and go talk to them. And so, right. Yeah, it was definitely a different thing. If people don't go to conventions or haven't gone to a convention, you need to. There's one everywhere. There's a convention everywhere.
Yep. You said that right, man. Just in every city. I mean, every six months, Dallas has one. You know, every 6 months, like clockwork, every April and October, there's a convention here. And then the horror convention every May that we have.
Yeah, like Georgia, we have Dragon Con. And come fall, like come the end of October, we're going to have Walker Stalker Con. And
oh, yeah, Atlanta.
Ah, yes. And I can't wait to go. I didn't get a booth, but I'm going to go and I'm going to hang out and just have a great time.
Atlanta, and speaking of Walker Stalker, that was the first convention my daughter and I went to, was the Dallas Walker Stalker 2016.
Oh, okay.
So we got exposed to the right one at the right time and just kind of opened our eyes to, whoa, this exists? This is out here? And I hear Atlanta is like the mother of all Walker Stalkers, where Andrew Lincoln will actually show up to that
one. Yeah, well, I mean, they work just down the road and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So like it is very cool knowing that Walking Dead films down in Covington, which is just like 30 minutes or an hour away from my house. I haven't gotten to be a zombie, but I have some friends from college who have been on the show, and it's cool. It's cool.
That's what I was going to ask you, man. Why haven't you gone down there and to be an extra or zombie me out?
I don't know. Like, I've never, like, this year I thought about it. I was like, why haven't I gone down to be an extra? But it's just, I guess, just hasn't happened. No right time.
Place. And time is the whole thing. If you're already busy with family, and I know how little free time you have with just that alone, and being an extra is an all day thing. I was an extra on Prison Break in 2007. I did a few episodes here in Dallas, and that's all day, man. You got to be there at 5:30, 6 in the morning till sometimes 7 at night, whether they use you for 10 minutes or not.
Yeah, you're stuck
in a room, right? So, yeah, it can be trying, but, man, it sure would be tempting. I don't know how you resist.
Yeah.
So I'm going. I'm playing hooky today.
Actually, my wife, she wants to move to Washington, and I was just like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And then I was like, if we do go to Washington, I'm going to be on Z Nation. And she's like, what?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. So I would definitely pick being on Z Nation over Walking Dead.
You know, I would too.
Well, it's definitely been great talking to you, man. It's amazing just to see how passionate you are about your call it a hobby, but I feel like it's way more than that. You're bringing
it is.
Yeah, you're bringing a lot of joy to people. Like you said, there are no Z Nation action figures out there. There's no Z Nation pop figures. So you're opening up a whole new avenue to us fans, and I want to thank you for the rest of them.
Man, Sylvester, my pleasure, man. It was an absolute honor, my friend. I hope to continue conversing with you and the start of a great friendship, my friend.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. This won't be the last. Tell the listeners where they can find you, where they can, in the next 4 months, get something from you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's all pretty easy. On Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, it's all at Texas T Customs. That's it. You just write in Texas T Customs and you'll pull me up.
All right. That's awesome. All right. Well, this was Planet Dead Radio. And this was Texas Tea Customs with Todd. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I had a great time. I hope you had a great time, Todd.
I had a blast. And don't forget about EmpireBlisters.com, where you can get your action figure blisters if you need them.
All right. You guys have a great night.
You too, Sylvester. Take care.
I had an amazing time doing that interview. What about you?
I wasn't there, but I heard it was great.
So, yeah, I mean, it was just so much fun just learning about, like, I mean, being a writer, I feel like I get to flex my creative muscles, but that's just like flexing in a whole new league. And I think it's cool. Just making toys, that's awesome.
And I think it's cool that he has his daughter involved.
Oh, yeah.
In the process.
that's really cool to
involve your family in everything you do.
Yeah, it's like he's building a legacy. This is just something that his daughter can just share and talk to her kids about later on in life. So yes. That's amazing.
Something he does with her dad.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I guess that's pretty much it. October's rolling around, so not only will Black Geek Couple have their own movie
horror challenge,
Planet Dead, or at Planet Dead Books on Instagram, has the 31 Nights of the Living Dead, which is just 31 nights of straight zombie movies, and I can't wait to kick that off on October 1st with Night of the Living Dead, George Romero's baby, the whole birth of the modern zombie genre. It turns 50 on October 1st, and on that day I decided I'm gonna do a nice Planet Dead sale. So Planet Dead 2 is gonna be 99¢ on October 1st, and as of right now, I don't know. One might be free. I don't know. But
might be a good surprise for a one day sale.
Yeah, might be a good surprise.
So keep a lookout.
Keep an eye out for that. And, you know, Naturally Sweet's gearing up for a return.
Yes.
With a horror bath bomb line.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm looking to do horror bath bombs like Freddy, Jason. Other surprises.
Freddy, Jason, Pinhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They like Pinhead, so we'll see.
Cold-blooded. All right, guys. You guys have a great day, night, afternoon, whenever you're watching this. Weekend.
Monday, if it's Monday. Mm-hmm. Monday motivation.
Keep infecting the planet. All right.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.